The search for a missing girl leads to a car and a body in California. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. There's no confirmation yet that it's 16-year-old Kylie Rodney. A volunteer search group, though, reports finding the car upside down in about 14 feet of water in a reservoir.
Kylie has been missing for more than 2 weeks after being last seen at a large party on the morning of August 6th at the Prosser Family Campground. Authorities say last week her cell phone last pinged near the lake. And then Saturday, Adventures with Purpose joined those efforts, remaining in contact with investigators.
And the family spokesperson did tell us they haven't gotten any confirmation from law enforcement if that car and the body from the lake are of Kylie Rodney.
And that's Fox 40 Sacramento's Garge Polsunga. Ukraine's government denies having anything to do with the murder in Russia of Daria Dugina. She was killed in the car bomb explosion Saturday night. Her father, Alexander, is a political theorist, a member of Russian President Vladimir Putin's inner circle, and a supporter of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Russian media reports he decided at the last minute to ride in another car with his daughter taking his. Some of the January 6th Capitol rioters chanted "Hang Mike Pence" that day for his refusal to block certification of President Biden's Electoral College victory. Now, the vice chair of the House committee investigating the riot, Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney, wants his version of the story told when hearings resume next month.
Representative Cheney on ABC's This Week hinted that one top target of the rioters who stormed the Capitol, former Vice President Mike Pence, may be called to sit before the committee.
When the country has been through something as grave as this was, everyone who has information has an obligation to step forward. So I would hope that he will do that.
When asked if the committee would seek testimony from former President Trump, Cheney said she didn't want to overstep committee discussions about that. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A recount confirms voters in Kansas chose overwhelmingly to keep abortion rights in the state constitution. America's listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
President Biden is expected to decide over the next week whether to extend a pause on federal student loan repayments or even forgive some of that debt, according to Education Secretary Miguel Cardona. The payment freeze has been in effect since March 2020 because of the coronavirus pandemic. Three Indiana State University students are killed in a car crash.
A release from the university's athletic department indicates five people were in the vehicle when it crashed, including several football players. Police were working to identify the three who died. The Vigo County Sheriff reports the crash happened near 1:30 a.m. Sunday in Riley, Indiana, about 10 miles from the university's Terre Haute campus. The vehicle reportedly left the roadway and hit a tree. When deputies arrived, it was on fire. The sheriff says two passengers were freed from the vehicle and treated for serious injuries. The driver and two other passengers were pronounced dead at the scene. Ann Carrick, Fox News.
Political tension in Pakistan. Terrorism charges are filed against former Prime Minister Imran Khan after, in a speech this weekend, he announced plans to sue police officers and a judge and claimed an aide was tortured after his arrest. Khan was removed as prime minister in April after a no-confidence vote in Pakistan's National Assembly. There's a new number one movie.
Dragon Ball Super Superhero topping the charts in its first weekend in theaters with over 20 million in ticket sales.
So, who are you actually after?
Who are you?
An old-fashioned superhero.
The animated film attracting a mostly young male audience. An adventure release starring Idris Elba settles for a second place debut, Beast, selling $11.6 million worth of tickets. And after 2 weeks at number one, Sony's Bullet Train chugs into third place with $8 million in ticket sales. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
Baltimore Ravens keep their preseason game winning streak alive 22 straight now after last night's 24-17 win over Arizona. Most star players sat out the game. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.